This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. I gotta quit touching my face. I have not broken myself of that habit. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So hope everybody's having a good Passover, good Friday, happy Easter. You know, very, very stressful time, you know, to celebrate the holidays, but we sure, you know, could use God's help at this time. So, I don't think they could have come at a better time because I love prayer, love the power of prayer, and I think, you know, remembering that, you know, that we have a higher power that can help us during these times of need is, I think, very, very welcoming at this point. But what's also being welcomed is the fact that the government may be thinking about letting some people end their shutdown and thinking about ways to get us back to work. Now, I know that Trump and, you know, his administration has been since day one thinking about how to get people back to work and how to get the economy going. And it's been a fine line between people, you know, dying from the disease, getting ill, exposing others, and, you know, having an economy or a world completely stand still and people not have their jobs. We talked about how the stimulus checks are supposed to be coming out for some people this week, this Wednesday, as long as the IRS has your bank deposit. For others, if you need a check, the check may not come anywhere until May to August. And people out there are getting antsy. You know, being at home has been nice, but most of us have watched everything on Netflix already. A lot of us are gaining weight. We need to get back to the gym. Many of us want to see other people and be with other people. So Dr. Fauci says that they are discussing something called immunity cards. And these immunity cards would be kind of like a badge where if you took the antibody test that Dr. Birx said will hopefully be rolled out in the next 10 days, where most of us can take the antibody test to see if we have some sort of immunity. If you do have that blood test that could show that you've been immune, maybe, and they don't have all the logistics of this, maybe you could have some sort of an identification that could allow you to go back to work. Now, that is a fantastic idea. We've been talking about this for weeks. But the reason why it's easier said than done is because most of us are kind of already doing that. Most of us are immune or have already had it, whether we got symptoms or not. And what has been the most dangerous part of this coronavirus epidemic is us people feeling fine might be spreading it from person to person. So us being immune helps. I mean, it allows us in the healthcare field to be working with people. It allows us to, you know, hopefully not infect others at home. But can we still be a carrier? And so what's going to have to happen, which is what I think the government is grappling with and what America is going to be grappling with, is how many deaths from coronavirus or illnesses of coronavirus are going to be, quote unquote, okay. As far as I'm concerned, no death is okay. But we have in America on any given day, all right, hundreds of people die of something. Apparently, the CDC a couple of years ago figured out that we average about 7,700 deaths a month. It's horrible. Between car accidents, between attacks and accidents and heart disease and cancer, about 7,700 people a month die. Which I think is actually an underestimation. I think that number is even more. A lot higher during cough and cold season and flu season. So if we here are looking at this epidemic and we're like, we want all the numbers to be zero, that might not be realistic. Now, you might have a bunch of people going, look, I am not going out there until I know the last coronavirus has died. Okay. All right. Okay. I get you. That's your decision. You know, and bless you for it. But for the country to go back to work, they're going to have to be okay with the fact that we are going to have people continuing to die. Same thing with me being on the road. I don't want to, you know, be on the road and possibly cause a car to, you know, decide to make go into the right lane because I'm in the left lane going slow, and then he decide in that right lane four blocks down to swerve onto the sidewalk and hit somebody. But I have to drive to work. I know that's a reality that somebody out there might get into a car accident because my car might have been on the road somehow. Who knows? Yeah, the way things work. But I have to keep going. We all have to keep going. So what they're saying, apparently the Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams, thinks that some parts of the U.S. may be able to lift their lockdown restrictions by May 1st. I live in Nevada. So in Nevada, we're like, okay, you know, we kind of started early. We started mid-May. When can we open up? Well, if our peak is roughly in the next week and cases start to go down, weather starts to warm up, even though people are saying we can't really rely on warm weather killing off this virus, you know, I see realistically us opening up hopefully by the second week of May. Again, it all depends on what our governor wants to do and, you know, what our hospitals can handle. We talked about the four things that have to be met. Deaths and cases have to be going down. Hospitals have to have beds and ability to, you know, have sick people. We need to be able to test people and have plenty of tests. And we need to be able to monitor and isolate and test contacts. So I agree with all that. If we have all that in place, I'm totally fine with lockdowns being lifted. But we're bringing up this topic of these essential cards and having immune people going back out there because there was a facility in Riverside with 83 residents and a bunch of the staff did not come to work. Now, I don't know if it's because they called out because they were sick, if it was because they were scared. One of the nurses interviewed said a bunch of her colleagues were scared. And understandably so. We got our nurses out there on the front line. They are busting their butts, putting their lives on the line. They have to come home, take care of grandma, take care of other people. They might have other jobs. They don't want to affect other people. But we are going to need reinforcements of our essential workers. This, our shutdown only works because we have essential workers. Okay? That's why we have power. That's why we have internet. That's why we're able to get our food at the grocery store. So if we are noticing a waxing and waning of our essential workers, either because they're getting sick or they're getting fatigued or they're getting scared, we need to have new troops come in. And so I agree with Dr. Fauci that we probably need to find out who's immune, who's willing, and then they might have had maybe non-essential jobs, and maybe we need to recruit them for the essential jobs, or figure out when we could finally not need the lockdown. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So let's talk about some good news. The number of virus patients in New York City's ICUs have started to fall. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And we'll review some of the numbers. Now, it just blows my mind that these predictions that are out there was pretty close. New York was slated to peak in terms of their resource need by April 8th. And here we are post that, and numbers are starting to fall. They say the number of virus patients in intensive care in New York dropped for the first time since the outbreak began. Now, people are still dying, but there's less. Okay? They say fewer corona patients in New York State were in intensive care units on Friday. Then on Thursday, according to Governor Andrew Cuomo, the drop was small, 17 people, from 4,900 to 4,925. And again, we don't know if it's because they died or if they got better. But it provides an important data point indicating that the curve of infection may start to flatten. A week ago, the number was growing by more than 300 people per day. The vast majority of those patients are on ventilators. Now, as you know, the virus is still taking a pretty big toll. But if, let's say, you have all these people in ICU beds and then you have less needing the ICU beds, now those ICU beds are open for other people. Now, I've been saying this for the longest time. We have other fish to fry, even bigger fish to fry. We have heart disease. We have cancer. We have accidents. The CDC says that in any given year, we have about 647,000 heart attack deaths. That's, what, is it 30,000 a month? How much would that be? No. That would be about 60,000 a month. Hold on a second. I want to figure that out with her. I apologize. I've taken a lot of math, and I am very good in math. It's just, I can't broadcast and do math at the same time. So 647,457 divided by 12 months. Okay. That means we have about 54,000 people a month die of heart disease in the United States. See, that's why I don't understand the CDC's monthly, you know, death rate of about 70,000 a month. I think that was, maybe that report was mistyped. I'm not sure. But we have 647,000 people die a year of heart disease, cancer, 599,000 cases, accidents, 169,000 cases, chronic lower respiratory diseases, 160,000 cases. So that would be COPD, asthma, pneumonia. And then stroke comes in number five. The fifth most common cause of death is stroke. Now, recently, coronavirus superseded heart disease with the number of deaths that we've had. But we have, heart attacks have not stopped. Cancer has not stopped. Number six, by the way, is Alzheimer's. Diabetes as a cause of death, 83,000, coming in number seven. Influenza, pneumonia, number eight. They average about 55,672 cases a year. Nephritis, nephrotic syndrome, nephrosis, or kidney disease, 50,000 cases. And then suicide, 47,000 cases of suicide a year. That's just, it's frightening to see those numbers. So, you know, they say death rates overall for the United States is 2.8 million, or 863 deaths per 100,000 population. Our life expectancy is about 78.6. That might change now because of coronavirus and because of opioid-related deaths. Infant mortality, we're still doing better than some other countries, but 5.79 deaths per 1,000 live births. But heart disease, the leading cause of death, cancer, accidents, chronic lower respiratory diseases, and stroke. By the way, the chronic lower respiratory diseases, we're going to see an improvement on because less people are smoking. And less many people took up smoking again with this coronavirus. So seeing what's happening in New York and the numbers going down is some absolutely good news. I'm ecstatic to see that. Unfortunately, though, New York has about a 7,800 death toll right now. New Jersey has had about 1,900 people die. They're still grappling with 54,000 cases. Michigan has 1,000 people who have died, 21,000 cases. California, 20,000 active cases with 559 deaths. And then Pennsylvania is rounding out the top five with 19,979, or about 20,000 cases, 416 deaths. Now, one of you on Facebook had discussed the transparency and the rules and the protocol for reporting. And I'm under the impression that if somebody believes that any of the deaths that they are dealing with is coronavirus caused, that they have to report it as a possible coronavirus death. So I'm not surprised by that. Unfortunately, though, that skews the numbers. And as we're talking about people not wanting to go to work, people fearing, you know, to return to work and you know, restart the country, other people going, can we please restart the country? This information is pretty important, shall we say, and crucial to be able to decide what we're going to do first. So I'm looking at one of the recommendations given by the CDC, and it says, in cases where a definitive diagnosis of COVID-19 cannot be made, but it is suspected or likely, meaning the circumstances are compelling, within a reasonable degree of certainty, it is acceptable to report COVID-19 on the death certificate as probable or presumed. They say in these cases, certifiers should use their best clinical judgment in determining if a COVID-19 infection was likely. However, please note that testing for COVID-19 should be conducted wherever possible. So here we have it from the CDC that even if it's not 100% defined as being COVID-caused, to count it. Now, that makes a lot of sense to me because, you know, you're busy. You have to, you know, go on to the next patient. If that patient's positive, you have the lung disease, you don't have time to do a lot of genetic studies, you need to move on to the next patient. You could say, I am presuming this is probably, and you don't have to stop and be dealing with a lot of red tape. Other people will later have to deal with the red tape. The problem is are these numbers then false? So, other states, number six is Massachusetts at 18,000 cases, 503 deaths. Again, number of cases are people that were able to test and test positive. Louisiana, 18,000 cases. Florida, 17,000. Illinois, 16,000. Georgia, rounding up the top 10 at 11,000. Texas, still grappling with 11,000 cases. Connecticut, 9,700. Washington State, 9,700. Where the epicenter started, and by the way, has 455 cases total. We talked about how the West Coast might have a different strain. Why is New York and Jersey and Philly, well, not Philly, but New York, New Jersey, and Michigan having higher death rates than Washington, where this all started? California. This might be a different strain. Maryland has 6,900 cases. Indiana, 6,900. Colorado, 6,200. Ohio, 5,500. Tennessee, 4,600 cases, not deaths. Virginia, 4,500. North Carolina, 3,900. Missouri, 3,500. Arizona, 3,100 cases, 97 deaths. Alabama, 2,900 cases. Wisconsin, 2,800 cases. South Carolina, 2,700 cases. Nevada, where I'm from, 20. Actually, you know what? I don't know if this number's up to date. Let's take a look here. I live in Nevada. A lot of people listen to my show from Nevada, so sorry, guys. No, 86 deaths, actually, that has stayed stable, 2,584 cases. Utah, Mississippi, 2,400 cases. Utah, 1,900 cases. Oklahoma, 1,700 cases. Rhode Island, 1,700 cases. D.C., 1,600 cases. Now, that's interesting. I mean, D.C. is not the biggest, most populous city. And they still have about 1,600 cases. Kentucky, 1,400. Iowa, 1,300. Idaho, 1,300. Minnesota, 1,300. Oregon, 1,300. Delaware, 1,200. Arkansas, 1,100. Kansas, 1,100. And anybody I haven't mentioned is under 1,000 cases. New Mexico, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, Nebraska, West Virginia, South Dakota, Hawaii, Montana, North Dakota, Wyoming, Alaska, Guam, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands. So, you know, I think we are going to be very, very soon at the point where we are asking, all right, guys, you know, can we move on? We have, when we approach the economy or when we approach, you know, recovering from an epidemic, we need to have a sense of, you know, safety, right? I mean, huge safety. And so if we want to reopen the country, we're going to have to get a better idea of what's going on with these deaths. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hi, This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the number of people continue to die from coronavirus in the U.S. topped 18,000, President Donald Trump said his opening our country task force would begin work starting next week, although he insisted he would not ease the restrictive measures in place until it was completely safe to do so.
I'm going to have to make a decision, and I only hope to God that it's the right decision. I would say without question it's the biggest decision I've ever had to make.
The president's comments were echoed by the World Health Organization, which also warned that a premature lifting of lockdown restrictions could spark a deadly resurgence. Dr. Anthony Fauci reiterated that it is not time to stop social distancing.
It's important to remember this is not the time to feel, since we have made such important advance in the sense of success of the mitigation, we need to be pulling back at all.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Doctali, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are back on the Dr. Dali Show, taking your questions, your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, if you had a cruise in June or a vacation planned in June, don't start packing your bags yet. We are being told that some of these vacations still might have to be canceled. On the cruise front, they say the CDC issued Thursday an extended no-sail order for cruise ships operating out of U.S. ports that could remain in effect into July. The CDC said the order would stay in place for at least 100 days unless the U.S. government determines the coronavirus outbreak is no longer a public health emergency. The order can be rescinded or modified in advance of 100 days by the CDC director. Assuming the order is not rescinded, the 100-day timetable will mean a continued shutdown to cruising involving U.S. ports through at least the middle of July. The middle of July. The order also requires cruise lines to develop a plan within the next 7 days to prevent, mitigate, and respond to the spread of new coronavirus on cruise ships. Okay, if you were a cruise ship, what would you do? If I ran a cruise ship, I would be like, I could do that. Just how many tests are you going to give me? How many coronavirus tests are you going to give me? I mean, honestly, if I ran a cruise ship, listen, you know, we could tell people to do stuff. Okay, come up with a plan. But give me the tools. If I ran a cruise ship, I like the Love Boat. The Love Boat. I would love to be Isaac, the bartender on the Love Boat. I don't know if I'd want to be the captain of the Love Boat, but I would want to be Isaac. Isaac is cool. No, I would not want to be Doc. They made Doc on the Love Boat look like the biggest dork. Oh, come on. And then every now and then, you know, he got some ladies. But, I'd want to be the cool Doc. The doctor is never, they never make the doctor look cool. They always make the, look at Star Trek. You know, they just don't make the doctor the coolest cat. I don't understand why. They think we're dorks or nerds or come on. That's why I loved MASH, like Hawkeye, I thought was fantastic, and BJ, and I like, was that his, the blonde one? And then I liked, Scrubs. You know, Scrubs, that to me is a little bit more realistic because we're cool cats. We are cool. But anyway, so if I ran a cruise ship, I'd be like, okay, this is how I'd handle it. If I want to get up and running, if people want to go and have fun and all that, okay, we would basically have temperature checks, although that doesn't do much, but I would probably ask for immunity cards. I would want to see, all right, is everybody pretty much immune? And if anybody does start to show signs of sickness, we have a floor of the ship that would be the isolation bay. And the isolation bay would be so pretty, pretty cool. And we could have coronavirus patients being able to, you know, hang out with each other. Okay, because, you know, when you're on a cruise, you know, people are going to, you basically would almost need two parts of the ship where you could have, you know, the people that are having fun or whatever, but then you have the other people that, oh man, I got sick. They aren't going to want to tell people they got sick because they're going to want to still enjoy their, you know, so you want to make at least that part enjoyable. I would have a part of the cruise ship where they're isolated from others, different sort of filtration system, make sure I could test people once they get better. Most cruises, you know, are like 7 to 10 days. So once they go into isolation, you're going to stay in isolation. And then I would, you know, have a means of, if we did have more than one or two people and we couldn't test everybody, I would then port and allow people to get off the ship and go home. That's what I would do. And what does that involve? Well, that involves a lot of extra money. That involves a lot of extra testing. That involves being able to, you know, corner off part of the ship, not sell those rooms. I would probably need to raise the price like crazy of the cruise ticket. So, in essence, you basically, cruises aren't going to be cheap anymore. They're originally going to be cheap. Because what's going to happen is in July, they're going to say, okay, come cruise with us. And people are going to be like, well, I don't want to get stuck. I don't want to be, you know, stuck on a cruise ship. Remember that one American couple, right? Everybody else wanted to get off. The other American couple's like, nah. If I had a choice of an army base for this cruise ship, I'll stay right here on the cruise ship. I am absolutely fine on my cruise ship. I'm doing good. But eventually the cruise ship runs out of food and, you know. So, you know, this is interesting. Cruises, I don't know if you've ever been on a cruise. Oh, it's fantastic. It is, it's like a city in one boat. And you make friends and you meet people and you see people that you, you know, hope you never see again because they saw you in cruise mode, you know. And you're like, oh, man, I only brought two outfits and everybody's seen me in the same two outfits, but nobody cares. There's alcohol, there's pools, there's kids running around, there's shows. Cruises are fun. All you can eat. You know, of course, drink packages. You have to, you know, pay extra for all you could drink. You know, you could even watch football. I'm always on a cruise during football season. I could watch a game. They have sports bars that get the game. And then, you know, there are internet packages. Although the internet used to be not so good, now it's getting better. So they're fantastic ways to travel. And they allow affordable ways to travel. So, like, if you want to see, like, okay, for example, people are telling me about this St. Petersburg cruise or this Iceland and Scandinavian cruise. Now, it's a lot of money to fly and go to each country and back, but, you know, when you hit a cruise line, you get a little piece of this, a little piece of this, a little piece of that. And for those of us that just want little pieces, like a little appetizer platter, you know, of these countries, it's pretty nice. But this no-sail order extends an initial 30-day prohibition on cruising out of U.S. ports that the CDC issued on March 14th. And the Viking Cruises had to suspend their operations, Princess Cruises, and a spokesperson for Carnival Corp did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Royal Caribbean Cruises is now studying the order. And Royal Caribbean said, we are aware of the CDC order and are studying how to best respond to its provisions. Our global sailings are currently suspended through May 11th. Now, these cruise lines, I don't believe, get bailout money. So for those of you who invested in them, I'd be a little nervous. Now, if they don't go bankrupt, they would be great to buy into. But maybe wait until July, because obviously, you know, they're maybe not wait until July, but wait until, you know, they're going to be hit hard. But coronavirus has cost us a lot of money. And we are not very, shall we say, ready for anything costing us more money, because we've been out of business now for 3-4 weeks. I mean, you know, when people go back, it's not going to be all right, everybody go back to normal. They're going to be suggesting, even with maybe your line of business, that there be social distancing, that there be masks available, and sanitizers, and things like that. And so if you don't, you know, have access to that, or, you know, your only access is an expensive, overpriced, you know, set of masks or hand sanitizers or whatever, that's costing you money. If you have to now limit the number of people that you could service in your, you know, place of work, now you might be losing money initially. So when I said, you know, I'm very cautiously optimistic about us being able to, you know, end the shutdown and going back to work and all that, and how we are going to very sluggishly get back on our feet, I really meant it. It all depends on what rules are going to be in play. And, you know, people say, well, you know, the government can't tell you how to run your business. We just witnessed in the last 3 weeks that government can shut you down just because they could decide if you're essential or non-essential. And you are shut down. You know, it's interesting. They asked for people to make masks and, you know, do makeshift masks. Yet Hobby Lobby and Michaels, I believe, are shut down. They said places that sell food can be open. Yet Bass Pro Shops that sell food and clothing, just like Target and Walmart, has to close down. We have had an indiscriminate use of the government's arm on who decides to get to stay open and who doesn't. And so they have a lot of power. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So 40 patients who were cleared of their coronavirus test apparently turned positive again. Now, this is in South Korea, bringing the total number of, quote, reactivations now to 91 for those people counting those. Health officials don't think they got sick a second time, but they think the virus might have been reactivated. The virus might lay dormant at undetectable levels, like HIV could, or herpes could, or hepatitis could, and then come back. So we're talking about tests in people that were told they were negative and good after they had it, and then getting a repeat test and coming up positive again. So people want herd immunity. Herd immunity is where you have the majority of the population immune, who have either had it already or vaccinated, such that if somebody is vulnerable and can't get the vaccine or hasn't gotten it and is kind of a virgin, you know, in that respect to the virus, if everybody around them in the herd doesn't have it, they have safety. But if people are turning up positive again or looking active, now these are tests that are positive for being active, then we have an issue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, health officials are now scrambling to kind of figure this out. Jong Yoon Kong, director of the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, told a briefing that the virus may have instead been reactivated. Apparently, epidemiologists in Seoul are urgently trying to drill down into the cause of why. First, they noticed this on 51 patients. Now we have another 40. So, another theory is, were the tests wrong the first time? You know, when somebody says they tested negative for coronavirus, now when they call me on telemedicine, I go, look, how comfortable was the test? How easy was the test? If they go, oh, it was a piece of cake, they just kind of rubbed my nose, that's not a correct test. But if that swab went all the way into the back of the nose and you felt like it was going to poke through the brain, that's kind of how it feels like when you get a thorough test. But you could still miss part of the virus. You know, I almost wonder, and don't worry, I'm not recommending this, but I'm almost wonder if a way to test for coronavirus better might be a nasal and pharyngeal wash, where basically water gets shot up the nose, you gargle it to get it on your pharynx, and then you spit it all out into a container, and then that all gets tested for coronavirus. But right now, we're just swabbing. By the way, you are supposed to have both nostrils swabbed. So, and the throat. The ideal test is both nostrils and the throat. So, if we have a virus that is laying dormant and then could come out, then, you know, we're not going to so much have this herd immunity. We're going to have people that have it. So, either everybody's going to have to get vaccinated or get it or get some sort of immunity, or we can't just expect it to just go away. Now, again, this is a new virus, so we don't know anything about it. Can it be like Ebola where it comes out a year later? Is it just, you know, triggering people to be positive, but it's not shedding, or it's not an infectious positive? We don't know. So South Korea has picked up on this. I don't know what America's numbers are, but this is what we're getting out of South Korea. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I posted this on my Twitter. The lines of cars for a food bank in San Antonio. But we are told 6,000 families lined up in their cars at a food bank because they're hungry. Each family left with enough food to fill two grocery carts, intended to last them till the rest of the month. Apparently, San Antonio Food Bank President and CEO Eric Cooper said that the need is great. We are moving through food so fast. This is our second big distribution this week, but there are hundreds of distributions that are going on all the time. Hallelujah that these people are out there being able to give money. But when you look at the photos of cars lining up for food bank food. They're supposed to be unemployment. They're supposed to be stimulus checks. People need food now. You know, I mean, I might not qualify for stimulus checks, right? You know, because of what I do as a doctor and because I'm still able to work, which is fine. But, you know, I can tell you right now, you know, we if we didn't have our credit cards, if we didn't have money in savings, we would be probably in line also. I mean, we are very, very lucky to be able to have a little bit of a nest egg. And nobody's really talking about how many people do not have that nest egg. And so it's crushing. Now, there was a, I need to look this up. This is a, hold on a second. There was a very interesting, there was a survey of what people would do for money to buy food. And this comes out of a, survey. I believe it's called, what the survey is called, but it's a survey that looked at 1,000 people, and it's like a career website, and they found that many people would very happily sell nude photos of themselves to get extra money. New survey of 1,000 people found that most have enough savings to just last 3 months, and of that 60%, 12 said they would last less than a week. 12%. 12% is going to last less than a week based on their savings. 9% will only last about 1 to 2 weeks. 15% could last about a month on their savings. 24% could last 1 to 3 months. 17% could last 4 to 6 months. 4% 7 to 9 months. 4% 10 to 12 months. You only have 13% of people out there that have more than a year in savings. I don't. I definitely don't. 2% unsure. Now, baby boomers seem to they say the difference between perceived and actual monthly spending by generation, baby boomers seem to like have perceiving more spending than millennials. I think millennials are pretty cost conscious, but millennials have less savings than Generation X. Generation X has more savings than baby boomers, and millennials are averaging about $12,000 in their savings. Then what would people sell for survival? Women would definitely sell clothes and shoes. They'd sell jewelry off at 41%, electronics, collectibles, blood plasma, furniture that sell, gaming console. Only 31% of men would sell their gaming console. 19% of women would sell their car. 18% would sell their sports equipment. 16% their laptops. Sperm was not applicable. 13% would sell their eggs. Women would sell their eggs. Yo, if anybody wants my eggs, they can have my eggs. None of the above. Real estate, cell phone, and personal nude photos. 7% of women would sell nude photos. The reason why my answer to that is no is because, I mean, who would buy them? I mean, maybe when I was younger, but not now. Guys, dudes, that sell clothes and jewelry and all that, but electronics, 37% said they would sell their electronics. 36% collectibles, blood plasma, 27% furniture, gaming console, 31%, car, 23%, sperm. 22% of guys would sell their sperm for money. By the way, when you do sell your sperm, you got to, like, commit for about a month. I mean, I'm sorry, a year. It's not just a one deposit. You would actually have to go in there multiple times. Okay? So, skipping bills. Which bills do people skip on? Their video streaming service. Most would be fine with skipping that. Music streaming service, gym membership, subscription box, food delivery services they would skip on, credit card payment, student loan payment. That's funny. More people would skip their credit card than student loan. Cell phone payment, car payment, electricity, rent, mortgage, or their water bill. Interesting. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.